Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. My apologies. I am here. And it is so good to be on with you on tonight. Welcome to Nothing But the Truth with Pastor Katie Pierce and Truth Deliverance Ministries. And as I had stated in our a detail of what we wanted to talk about tonight, we definitely want to continue our study on a thankful heart. As we had previously spoke on last week, we talked about how your heart or Thanksgiving should be a prelude to Christmas holiday, that our hearts should be prepared and that we have to prepare ourselves to honestly give thanksgiving unto God, that it's a prelude to Christmas to receive the greatest gift that God could give unto us. And so as we just begin to look at this a little more closely on tonight and begin to talk about some things with reference to Thanksgiving and having our hearts prepared to give thanks to God on this week, I just want to begin to look at some things on tonight. And to begin to look at a couple of scriptures as well as we begin to talk about it. When we talk about a thankful heart, we're talking about a heart that is just filled with gratitude and adoration for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and Abba Father, when we talk about a grateful and a thankful heart. So as we begin to look at a couple of scriptures, Psalms 100 verse 4, of course, is a very familiar passage of scripture, and it talks about entering his gates with thanksgiving and entering his courts with praise and being thankful unto him and blessing his name. And so as we think about that, definitely going into the Holy of Holies, when we're talking about entering, we're talking about going into the Holy of Holies. And of course, when you review back to the Old Testament scriptures, the people of God weren't even able to enter into the Holy of Holies. That was a place that was set up for the priest and the priest alone. And so as we begin to talking about entering his courts with thanksgiving and entering his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, we're talking about entering into a place, my God, to glory, entering into a place with God, entering into a place with the Most High, with the God who is sovereign, hallelujah. And so as we begin to look at that, we definitely have to have a right heart. Of course, we also remember in the Old Testament when they didn't enter into the Holy of Holies with the right disposition of attitude, that being the priest, that they were literally struck dead. They had to enter in into the Holy of Holies with the rope tied around them so that if there was any sin or any guile in them, the rope was used to pull them out from the presence of the Lord. And so as we talk about entering to this Thanksgiving season, we definitely want to make sure that our hearts are right to begin to enter into a place of God to give thanksgiving. And so when we talk about giving a thankful heart, we want to look at and begin to talk about entering to the place. How do we enter in? How do we feel? Where are we at with our emotion as we begin to enter into this Thanksgiving season? It's so easy during this time of year to look at what you don't have, to look at. I know my mindset, I often have to pull myself from the mindset as I look at all of these sales. All of these sales that are going to be going on and not being able or not being in a position to coop some of the sales, if you will, to be able to buy some of the things that are on sale, and have to make sure that I don't get into a place of not being grateful for what I already have because I'm looking at what's out there. Isn't it amazing that how our stores and things are setting up because it's so commercial? Thanksgiving has become so commercial. We were talking about at work a few days ago, Some of the stores that said they refuse to open on Thanksgiving Day, that they won't open until Black Friday. And you have to commend them for that, because in actuality, they could actually be losing money because they refuse to open on Thanksgiving evening. For those who finish eating the turkey, they're saying that they'll open at about 6 o'clock in the evening. They refuse to do that because we have to begin to leave some of the Holy of Holies, or the holiness, if you will, in the day of Thanksgiving. And we have to commend them. So as we begin to look at that, we have to consider, where is our heart during this season, this Thanksgiving season? Where is our mindset at? Is it looking at things that we can obtain? Or are we actually thinking about what God has blessed us with? Or are we doing it as in passing? You know what I'm saying? In passing, when we think about Thanksgiving season, are we thinking about how good God has been to us? Or do we say Thanksgiving, a happy Thanksgiving to somebody, as though we would be saying hello? There should be a difference. There should be a difference. There should be a different mindset when we start talking about entering his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise, that we need to be developing a thankful heart that will revolutionize, or that will turn the quality and the enjoyment of one's life. When we think about Thanksgiving, our mind should be able to reflect on those who are less fortunate than we are, and begin to reflect on what God has blessed us with, and what can we do to be an assistant to somebody who is less fortunate than we are. And so having a thankful heart is going to be a key to overflowing joy. When we think about having a thankful heart, we want to think about bringing about a key. We want to be thankful for the goodness that God has put in our lives, and where were we at last year this time of Thanksgiving, and where we are now. And some of you may say, well, I'm in a much worse place right now than I was on last Thanksgiving. But we have to remember that our God is sovereign, and that he is faithful, and that even if we're in a position where we feel like, or it seems like, we're in worse condition than we were, that God is sovereign. And he said that he will make all things work together for our good, because we love him and because we bless him. So a thankful heart is one that is truly floodgated, or one that is overflowing with the blessings, and reflecting on the blessings and the goodness of God in our lives. And so during this season of Thanksgiving, during this Advent season, even of Christmas, because remember, Thanksgiving is a prelude to us being grateful for the greatest gift that's going to be given in the Christmas season, and that gift being that of Jesus Christ. In Psalms 37:4, it says, to delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now, we've had this scripture actually explained to us in a couple of ways. I've heard people say that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us what we should desire in our heart. And my upbringing, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of our heart. And the first of all, we have to first enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, so that he can begin to do something with our heart. And that if our hearts are changed toward God, and if our hearts have been changed so that he can begin to manipulate, so that he can begin to mold and make our heart anew, then he can give us the desires of our heart, because our heart has now become the place of desiring more of him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our hearts have changed, in that we desire the more of him, and we've learned to desire the things that God desires. I remember as a child, my heart's desire was to have long, pretty hair. I always desired to have long, pretty hair. My sister Kay, her hair was always really soft and smooth, and my hair, of course, was kinky. kinky. They don't like to call it nappy anymore, but I grew up calling it nappy. My hair was nappy. Come on, somebody. And I desired to have nice, soft hair like hers, but God didn't give that to me. God didn't give that to me because I had to have a change of heart to be able to appreciate, come on somebody, to be able to appreciate what God had given me and that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, even with nappy or quote-unquote kinky hair. I had to learn to appreciate it. And so God just began to change my heart so that I was able to appreciate where I was in him. During this Thanksgiving season, even if you're in a place where you're not happy with what you have, or perhaps you walk across somebody or run across somebody who would rather complain about what they don't have, remind them of a sovereign God who said that he'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll give your heart what it should desire, and that out of changing your heart through gratitude and thankfulness, you will begin to understand those things that you already have and begin to understand what to desire of your heart. And so as we begin to look at that, we have to begin to understand that even when things fall apart, even when things don't look like they're the best situation or the best scenario that we could have, we have to begin to understand that God is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, think, dream, imagine, conjure up, write down with a crayon, draw with a magic marker. God is able to do those things. And so as we begin to look at it, I'm talking about when things begin to fall apart, when the stock market crashes, or when you're not able to get as much as you thought you was going to get for a holiday bonus, or whatever the case may be, when it's looking like it's falling apart, when something broke down in the house and you may not have been able to get the turkey and the dressing, and you may have to opt for a chicken, come on somebody, and some macaroni in the box, when things look like they're the worst that they could be, we have to begin to understand and reflect on the things of God. One of the scriptures that came to mind when I was thinking about being thankful was that of Paul and Silas and how they prayed. They were in a situation that seemed to be in distress, that seemed to be in dire distress, but yet the Bible talked about how when they were put in jail, when they were jailed, they began to sing songs. They began to sing spiritual hymns unto God. One sang and one prayed, and it was through them being thankful of heart for whatever the reason. I can reflect and say, you know, Paul and Silas probably began to be thankful to God that they were in jail and that their lives hadn't been taken instantaneously. And they began to thank God for the little time that they may have had. We've got to begin to be grateful and thankful and begin to sing songs and begin to pray a prayer. But in Acts 16 and 25, it says, and at midnight, in the darkest of the hour, Paul and Silas praised, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They began to sing, and I'm sure that because of their merry heart, because of a thankful and a grateful heart, those who were in jail probably began to see the good of a situation, and they began to see some things too. If you could only begin to take a few minutes, like Paul and Silas, and begin to not complain about where you are, but to begin to wrap some praise around Thanksgiving. My God to glory. If you could begin to wrap some praise around your Thanksgiving, it'll get you to a place of breakthrough. And the Bible goes on to say in Acts the 16th chapter how God began to bless them and how there began to be an earthquake and how the jail cells began to shake and how every man was loosed from his bondage. But it was because Paul and Silas didn't complain about where they were, but they began to wrap praise around Thanksgiving. I need you to begin to see that. Don't complain about what you don't have. Begin to be thankful about what you do have and begin to wrap some praise around that Thanksgiving and watch God begin to break loose the mindset, because some of us are prisoners in our own mindset. We've locked ourselves down, and we've locked God out because we're complaining. And the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And your praise can come via your thanksgiving. Oh, my God, to glory. As you begin to thank God, as you begin to give reverence unto God, Lord, I thank you. God, I praise you. I give you adoration and glory. Hallelujah, God. As you begin to praise him, the thanksgiving has to come. I thank you for the breath and the breath of life, God. I thank you, God, that in the beginning you breathed into Adam and Adam became a living soul. So I thank you for that breath that was released. Oh, my God, to glory. I praise you for it now in the name of Jesus. They took what they had. They took where they were, even though it looked like a place of darkness, and began to praise and thank God in the midst of that thing, and God answered. In Matthew 5:11, the Bible says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." They were taking God's word seriously because men were reviling them. Men were persecuting them. But even in their persecution, they still begin to give God praise. We don't like it when people talk about us. We don't like it when things seem to be going awry. We don't like it when that supervisor wrote us up and said something. But if we could begin to learn how to wrap praise around thanksgiving, God will begin to bring the breakthrough. God will begin to bring the breakthrough. And so we have to begin to praise God in spite of what we're going through. Right here, right now, I would like for you to begin to reflect on a situation, a circumstance that you're going through right now, that you viewed it as something negative. I'd like for you to begin to wrap some thanksgiving and some praise around it. I'd like for you to begin to just break out in the praise. God, I praise you anyhow. In spite of what I'm going through, God, I still give you praise, glory, and honor. And watch the mindset first begin to break. The cloudiness, the gloominess will begin to part. And the King of Glory will come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty. He'll begin to step in and he'll begin to bring light. And what looks like it could be darkness. So we have to begin to take God's word seriously and praising God despite of any physical ailments or in spite of any shortcomings or in spite of anything. If we can begin to praise him, God can begin to turn our black into light. He can begin to change our darkness, our gloomy situation. He can begin to part it. And so even as what happened with Paul and Silas, even as they begin to praise God in prison and God began to do some things, the Bible says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors was open and everyone's bands were loosed. Their praises during the time touched the very heart of God. Our praises touches the heart of God. Complaining does not touch the heart of God. I remember telling somebody, the Bible said, speak to the mountain. He didn't say cry. He didn't say yell. Come on, somebody. He didn't say snot. He said, speak to the mountain, and the mountain will be moved. Speak to the mountain and wrap it in praise and worship and adoration and see what God do it. So the very ground of the prison shook in an earthquake and everybody was loose from their bonds. The people that heard the praise and worship, you can begin to change your disposition, change your demeanor, and those that are around you who can hear the praise and adoration of you lifting up the Lord God, your God, you can begin to set them free through your praise. They can get a breakthrough if you can just learn how to start praising God. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing. So their prayers touched the heart of God, and as a result, the ground of the prison shook, and everything that was bound was loosed. I need you to hear that. Everything that was bound was loose because of praise. I've sing a song, Praise Your Way Through. Praise your way through. I'm a little raspy. Hallelujah. Praise your way through. Praise your way through. Don't you dare give up now when you can praise your way through. Ooh. Praise your way through. Praise your way through. God's already worked it out. God's already worked it out. God's already worked it out. So you can praise your way through. There's something about praise and thanksgiving that can get you to that next place and get you to that next level in God. Hallelujah. So I just want us to begin to think about Paul and Silas as we begin to prepare our hearts, to begin to give our hearts or prepare our hearts to be hearts of thanksgiving, to begin to open up and have a thankful heart before the Lord and begin to allow him to move in and through us. The Bible talks about even how we have to just begin to change our mindset. We have to begin to move to that new place in God. When we look at the seriousness of thankfulness, when we look at our hearts being changed and how God says he'll give us the desires of our heart, we can't afford to go around feeling ungrateful. We cannot afford as the children and the people of God to walk around with an unthankful heart. We can't afford to let people around us who are in bondage. Paul and Silas prayed and gave thanks to God and began to sing, and those around them was released. We need to be in a position that we don't just want us released. We want those who are around us, those who come in contact, our children, begin to teach them how to give praise and adoration and thanksgiving to God so that some things can be loosed in their lives. And as we begin to look at that, we have to begin to recognize what's an unthankful heart? What's the disposition? What are the attributes of those who are walking around with an unthankful heart, so that we can begin to get them to see what they're doing and so that they can begin to change and not be ungrateful, not be unthankful, but to be thankful and to bless his name. So when we look at that, we look at people, even in today's society, who don't appreciate what God has done for them, people who don't appreciate where they are in the Word of God, people who don't even realize the little. When we were growing up as children, my mother was on welfare, and I can remember at Christmas time, you know, whatever we got, we were grateful. We were grateful when Mom came in with the oranges and the apples. Anybody remember at Christmas time when you had the nuts, your mom bought the nuts, and half the time you couldn't even crack open the Brazil nuts, but you knew that these were things, these were signs of just goodness, God's goodness, and how you were appreciative of the little things. We were even appreciative of the coconut that Dad got. And so even as we prepare the Thanksgiving, as we prepare our hearts this Thanksgiving, let's be grateful for whatever it is that's put on the table and thankful, and not show a sign of unthankfulness. God's words tells us that people can be given over to different things and all sorts of uncleanliness because of their unthankfulness. An unthankful heart. I was reading some literature today that was talking about how it has been proven. Studies have shown that being thankful improves our physical and our emotional health. Holding on to feelings of thankfulness boosts our immune system and increases blood supply to our hearts when we begin to be thankful. So being unthankful doesn't do anything but the opposite of that. It begins to cloud our vision. It begins to get us in a place of unhealthiness when we're thankful, when we're unthankful. And so we've got to make sure that we don't have the symptoms of an unthankful heart. People who are unthankful would naturally have negative personalities and find it easy to complain about little things rather than to praise God. They're easily moody and easily agitated, okay? And so we don't want to have the symptoms of an unthankful heart. Well, you know, somebody say, good morning, what's so good about it? That's a person with an unthankful heart. That's a person who didn't realize that just the fact that you woke up, as the old people said, on this side of the dirt. Come on, somebody. You woke up on this side of the dirt and not under the dirt. Hello, you haven't even learned to be thankful for the fact that you woke up in your white mind. You could have woke up with a mind and not even known what you were. Come on, somebody. They haven't learned how to be thankful, but they're ungrateful, complaining about everything. Their mind aren't deeply rooted and grounded in the positive, or they don't have a thankful pattern of thinking. Therefore, when something comes up or pushes the button, they quickly forget about the goodness that God has blessed them with and begin to complain and grumble in their hearts. Have you ever been around people who, if they ain't got no money, they mad? Maybe y'all ain't been around nobody like that. I remember being around people who, if they broke, they mad. Because they don't even realize that to be able to walk in your house and flick the light switch on and the lights come on, it don't matter that you don't have money in your pocket. You're afforded the opportunity and the blessings of being able to pay your bills. Come on, somebody. You're able to have gas. You know, I walk under Lower Wacker when I get off the Metro train, and I walk past people who don't have. I walk past people who are folding up their blankets. My God to glory. Folding up their blankets because they don't have a roof over their head. And people who are with an unthankful heart have the nerve, the gall, and the gumption to not have gratitude for what they do have. I remember when I didn't have a thankful heart. I remember when I didn't appreciate everything God would have done for me. And around the holidays, I would find myself murmuring and complaining because I wasn't able to go out and get a turkey or wasn't able to go out and do some things. And my mom lived with me for a few years, and I didn't want to cook. I would, you know, stay in the bed because I didn't want to cook because I didn't have a thankful heart. And I remember my mom saying, you can at least get up and boil some water and put some onions in it and change the scent of the house. And maybe if you change the scent of the house when you put the onions in the water, you might want to add some flour and you might want to make a little gravy and you might feel like cooking some chicken and put it in the gravy and you might feel like putting some rice on it. See what I'm saying? But you've got to begin to change your mindset, hallelujah, and begin to be grateful and begin to be thankful about some things. So we have to watch it. We have to make sure that what's coming out of our mouth is thanksgiving and that it's not grumbling and it's not complaining. These are the symptoms of an unthankful heart. So we've got to begin to look at some things. In Numbers 11, verses 18 through 20, it says, and say thou unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and you shall eat. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month until it comes out at your nostril. And it shall be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why come we forth out of Egypt. And of course, this is when the children of Israel had been released from Egypt, and they were beginning to murmur and complain and say that it was better for them to have stayed in Egypt because they didn't have some meat, complaining about what they didn't have and not giving thanks to God who had delivered them out of bondage, had pulled them out of bondage into freedom, and they were unthankful. These were unthankful people unto God and what he has done and how he had brought them out. They complained about food instead of looking at his miraculous provision. So he said through complaining, they had despised the Lord their God. When we complain, oh my God to glory, when we find ourselves complaining about what we don't have, we're despising God. We're despising God. And so we need to be thankful. As a result, he gave them all the meat they could handle until it was coming out of their noses, and it was loathsome unto them. They were unthankful people. And so God began to give them what they want, but he only gave them what they want in order to make them in a place of seeing that even in what you want, it's not what I would have for you. So we've got to begin to be thankful people. Unthankful people are known to be bitter and unforgiving towards themselves, towards God, and towards other people. Those are people with an unthankful heart. They get bitter and upset, and they're short-tempered with everybody. We don't want to have the attributes of the symptoms of an unthankful people, but we want to be people who are thankful unto God. Unthankful people are unhappy. In Matthew 18, we see a picture of an unthankful servant who was forgiven for all of his great debt. We remember that, how he had went to his debtor and begged for forgiveness, begged his debtor to forgive him, and he walked away from someone who forgave him and began to be unthankful. And when somebody came to him and asked him to forgive him their debt, who owed much less, who they owed him much less than he owed the person who had forgiven him, and he began to be unthankful and wanted to have the person thrown into jail. Let's remember what God has done for us and how God forgave us for our much. And let's remember to forgive others who owe us things, even as God forgave us for our much. How much has God forgiven us for? We sit around and we hold it against people. Well, that person owed me $20, and that person owed me this, and I ain't really got that to give. And we have to be mindful that we don't start complaining like the children of Israel, but that we're thankful. That's a good one. Forgive somebody of a debt this Thanksgiving. Somebody that owes you something. Even it could, perhaps it's money or whatever it may be. Perhaps they borrowed something from you and they never gave it back, and you still trying to find out where my hammer at. Come on, somebody. I'm sorry. It's funny because it's true. And we be hunting people down, looking for stuff. But this Thanksgiving, because God has forgiven us for so much and we're so thankful in our heart, let's forgive somebody of a debt this Thanksgiving. Let's release somebody from a debt. I think that would be an awesome thing. Let's release them from a debt on this Thanksgiving. And let's release them because God forgave us for so much more. Wouldn't that be awesome? That should change our heart and change our mindset from being unthankful to being thankful. So we want to show gratitude. We want to show thankfulness on this Thanksgiving. So let's forgive somebody. And the scripture goes on in Matthew 18 and begins to talk about how this wicked servant, how he had forgiven him of his debt and how displeased he was at the fact that he didn't forgive the other person. So we're going to take it upon ourselves this Thanksgiving to forgive somebody of a debt. We're going to release somebody from debt. Amen. So as the Holy Spirit begins to quicken you, who it is that you need to forgive a debt for, let's be thankful as we forgive them their debt. Let's be thankful of the debt that God has forgiven us. Amen. An unthankful person or unthankful people are always looking down upon themselves, and because they are, they don't have any God esteem. And I say God esteem because I'm learning that self-esteem already is a it already is ungrateful heart against God, because we shouldn't be building up ourselves. We should always be building up God. Amen, Apostle Dr. Shanette Halton. So unthankful people are always looking down upon themselves, and they suffer from God esteem. God's word tells us that we have been created in his very image, and that we are knit together by the hands of our God. We were knit together in our mother's womb, and that when we see ourselves as failures, we turn to being unthankful. We have to begin to appreciate how God made us. Remember, I was sharing about how I wanted that long, silky, smooth hair like my sister, but I have to learn how to be grateful to God for the hair and for how he had made me, because when I was made, he made me fearfully and he made me wonderfully. And so we have to begin to see ourselves as God sees us. We have to begin to have God esteem. So we have to remind people who are unthankful that God created them, and begin to find an attribute on them that they'll begin to see the God in them, begin to see the anointing of the Most High God in them. Unthankful people are never satisfied with what they have been given, but always want more. And you know what? As I'm looking at that, that's our society today. That's our culture today. We always want more. And we want more for the wrong reason. And I'm reminded of a scripture in the Bible. I'm not sure where it is at this present moment, but I remember the man who had filled his barns. I'm sure you can recall the scripture. He had filled his barns with everything that he had, and he looked at it and he said, wow, my barns are so full, and I still got so much more I need to put in my barns. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tear down my barns, and I'm going to build bigger barns, as opposed to him taking the extra that he had and blessing somebody with it. He was saying, me, myself, and I, that bad trinity. Amen. I preached on that at TDM, the other trinity. Me, myself, and I, instead of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, we're holding ourselves up. We're trying to get more for us, and we don't even think about how we can bless somebody else. Amen. You got extra to give. But instead of you wanting to help somebody else, you'd hoard it all to yourself. Have you ever seen a person that's got everything they need? They're constantly looking for more, and they don't even want to give to somebody else. This Thanksgiving, as you begin to look in your closet, hallelujah, Jesus, as you begin to look in your closet that's busting at the seams because you've got so much in your closet, why don't you take something out because you're thankful and bless somebody else with it instead of buying the more and the more and the more. Take it out of your closet. Give it to somebody else. Donate something to Goodwill because God has blessed you and you're thankful for what God has given you. Why don't you be a blessing to somebody else? Amen. So this Thanksgiving, we're going to forgive somebody of their debt. This Thanksgiving, we're going to go in our closet and we're going to begin to look at those things that God has blessed us with. And I'm not talking about giving something away that's ragged. I'm not talking about giving something away that you don't even want yourself or that you wouldn't work. I'm talking about giving, blessing somebody with something that you consider a blessing. Amen. So as you begin to look at that, and as you begin to think about letting the Holy Spirit show you what you can give away to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. Amen. So as we continue to look at those with an unthankful heart, we don't want to be like those who are constantly building up, constantly feeling like we need the more and we need the more when we really, really don't. But we want to give to somebody. Amen. We want to give to somebody. And I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm being quickened by the Holy Spirit. If you heard somebody say that they don't have something for Thanksgiving, or maybe when you're at the store, be a blessing to somebody. Buy something for somebody and give it to them. I remember being in a store recently, and the lady in front of me had all of this stuff up there, and she had this one item that she couldn't get, and she told the lady, she said, put it back. I'll have to get it next time. And she took the things that she had, and she walked out of the store, and the Holy Spirit quickened me and said, pay for that for her and run after and give it to her. And I paid for it, and I went after it. I said, and I just dropped it in her bag, and I turned around and walked away. And she turned around and and was like, God bless you, God bless you. You know, Ben, and I remember how grateful I felt in my heart and how I just began to thank God for being in a position to help somebody. Why don't you help somebody when you're in line and you see people putting things back and you know that you can get it? Let's be a blessing. Let's make this Thanksgiving as we prepare to give thanks to God for the greatest gift that he could ever give. Let's think about what we can do to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. And stop the murmuring and complaining and the hoarding and trying to get more and more and more. Amen. But be a blessing to somebody else. All these symptoms should not be found in our heart. Thinking about how we can get more. Thinking about complaining instead of giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. But we have to develop a thankful heart. So as we begin to look at that, and as we begin to ask God to show us how to get out these symptoms of unthankfulness and how to begin to turn our hearts over to him and to become more thankful, we just want to begin to bless God. So we're looking at it. We've examined ourselves. Holy Spirit has brought to mind some things we can do to help our other brothers and sisters in Christ, or even just to help those who are in need. As we begin to look at that, we just definitely want to begin to step into a place of having a thankful heart. So the Bible says to think on these things, that as we think on some good things, as we think on good report, as we think about those things, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, that these are the things that we can think on. And as we begin to think on these things, that helps us to have a grateful heart. That helps us to realize how good God has been to us, how good God has been to our family, as we begin to think on whatsoever things are good. And so as we're Christians, and the author, one of the items that I was looking at today was talking about, you know, when we were newborn Christians and how excited and on fire we were for the Lord, and how, you know, we were just on fire. We wanted to help everybody. We wanted to do good. And then at some point in time, our mind began to be diluted with the cares of this world, and the fire began to be quenched in our heart. And in order for us to reignite the fire, hallelujah, we've got to go back to a grateful heart. We've got to go back to being thankful. We've got to go back with being consistent and thinking about the goodness of God and how he's doing, and how our relationship with God takes precedence over anything that's not right in our life. If we begin to reflect on the goodness of the Lord and begin to think about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit has led us and guided us into a clean path, as we begin to think about those things that are good, we will always have a grateful heart. As we reflect on those things that are good, we will always have a grateful heart. Remember in Isaiah 26, chapter the 3rd verse, he says he would keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. We can continue to have a thankful heart if we keep our mind stayed on God, if we don't let our thoughts and our attentions stray away and begin to reflect on things that are bad and that are not bringing glory and honor to the Most High God. So I want to challenge you today to stop and ask yourself, what have I been thinking about on this past week? What have I been thinking about this past month? What have I been thinking about? What has my mind been reflecting on? And the things that I've been reflecting on, have they brought me to a thankful heart, or have they brought me to an unthankful heart? And if so, I need to change what I've been meditating on. I need to change what I've been meditating on. And so if you want to develop a thankful heart, you'll need to meditate and think about the good things that God has blessed you with. Even if it seems like you have nothing to be thankful for, you have been blessed far beyond those living in the Old Testament era. You have been blessed far beyond those who are living on Lower Wacker Drive. You have been blessed far beyond those who have had to live through some tumultuous tragedies in life, tsunamis and just, you know, other things and cares of this world. When we pick up the paper and read, I was sharing with somebody today, I was like, I feel like I came out from under a rock when we came out from our retreat, because I came out and began to read the paper. I hadn't read the paper in the 3 days that we were at a retreat, and when I began to read the paper and see all the things and the cares of life, you know, I had to begin to say, Lord bless, and begin to pray and begin to set my mindset, talking about the young man who had been shot all of those times by the police, and how they were telling people that as this video is released, for them not to begin to start trying to retaliate. We can't think about that. We have to think about the goodness of Jesus. We have to begin to pray about it. Am I saying that we shouldn't stand up for justice? No, I'm not saying that. But even in our standing up for justice, we have to do it in a manner of which is going to bring glory and honor to God. Everything we do should point to Abba Father. Everything we do should glorify Him. Every word that we speak out of our mouth should give God glory and honor. Amen. Could you agree? Would you agree with me? Amen. And so as we begin to look at that, we have to begin to understand how blessed we are and what God has done for us. We have to begin to realize our healing, our prosperity, our joy, our peace, deliverance, all are a part of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. If we can't think of nothing else to be grateful for, we need to begin to say, God, I thank you for Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross. I thank you for his resurrecting power, oh Lord God. I thank you that he now sits on the right hand of the Father giving intercession for me. I thank you that in and of itself, you got something to be thankful for. Amen. And so as we begin to be thankful, every one of us should begin to be grateful and thankful for what God has done for us. And 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. And if you go on further in that scripture, it says that we haven't seen it, but it's no secret that God wants to reveal it to us. He wants to show it to us. God's desire. We need to be thankful and grateful for the fact that God doesn't hide things from us, but that he reveals it to us. He lets us see the blessings that he has for us, and we need to begin to walk upright according to the things that God has given unto us. So we definitely have to have a heart of gratitude. We have to have a heart of thankfulness. As you walk through your house on today, begin to walk through your house and begin to just begin to thank God for the things that you have. Remember when. Amen. Just begin to remember when you didn't have, or when you were asking God for some things and how God began to show it up. I gave a testimony as I was teaching a class during the retreat, and I was telling them about how I had moved into an apartment. My husband and I had separated, and I moved into an apartment, and I was sitting on the floor crying in this empty apartment. And as I was crying, my voice was echoing because the apartment was so empty. And I was crying, and I was telling God what all I didn't have, and, you know, what all I felt like I had gave up for God, and began to talk to a friend and began to cry to them and tell them what all I didn't have and what all I felt like I had gave up for God. And I was just so pitiful and so lonely. And my friend told me to say, stop thinking about what you don't have and think about what you do have. And it was like when they said that to me, a ray of hope, a ray of light, my mindset changed. My mindset began to change. And I got up from the house and from that place, and I began to walk through the house, and I began to just thank God for what I didn't see. Come on, somebody. I began to thank God for what I didn't see. I begin to say, Lord, I thank you for a couch, and I thank you for living room furniture, Father. And I begin to walk in the bedroom and say, God, I thank you for a bed and for mattress, and I thank you for this. I just begin to walk through my house and begin to speak those things that be not as though they were, and begin to give give thanks. And I promise you, this is the God's honest truth. That next day, a friend of mine called me and said, I'm getting ready to move into a house. And the furniture that I have, you can have it if you just get a truck and bring it. And it was a let out, a sofa bed, and it was towels, and it was just everything that I wanted. All the things that I had walked through that empty house, hear me, somebody, and thank God for, within the day, within 24 hours, everything I thanked him for, my God to glory, I had it. And so I begin, those of you who are on the line, ha, rekediata, you're a robose. God, I thank you. Woo! Those of you who are on the line and you feel like there's something missing in your life, you feel like there's something that you would write. I don't care if it's health. I don't care if it's finances. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Oh, God. If you could just begin to thank God. God, I thank you for my health and for my strength. Oh, God, I thank you that Jesus was bruised for my transgressions. Oh, Lord God, I thank you that the chastisement of my peace was upon him and that by his stripes I am already healed. Jesus. If we could just begin to repent for murmuring and complaining for what we don't have, and begin to give thanks to him. Oh, God. Jesus. Can I just say this for myself? God, I thank you that there's been a turnaround in the taxes on my property. I thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, that you set in motion. Hallelujah. For the taxes to go down, I thank you for reminding me of what you've done, that your track record is good. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And be turn some things around on your behalf. Hallelujah. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God for this lesson on today because it quickened me in my spirit. So as we begin to cultivate a spirit of thankfulness, as we begin to honor God, God will begin to strengthen us even in our faith. He's strengthening our relationship. He's strengthening our finances. He's strengthening our healing. He's strengthening. As we begin to cultivate a spirit of thankfulness, God is beginning to turn some things around. So on today, Abba Father, as we begin to wrap our thanksgiving with praise, as we begin to bless your name, oh Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for doing, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that we can speak to yonder's mountain, oh Lord God, whatever's in our pathway on today, as we prepare our hearts for thankfulness, to receive the greatest gift that you have coming up, oh Lord God, that being the gift of your son. We repent, oh Lord God, for our mindset. If we've had a mindset of unthankfulness, we repent even now, oh Lord God, and we're going to begin to change some things around, God. We do not want to dishonor you by complaining. We don't want to dishonor you by not being grateful. So, God, we thank you. We're grateful for the things that you have done. We're grateful for the victories that we have won, oh God. We thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we count this prayer done by faith. It is so. And so it is in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining us on tonight. Be sure to email us with any questions, any comments. Be sure to go to our page on Facebook and send us a message letting us know that you enjoyed tonight's episode or you enjoyed tonight's subject matter. Just whatever questions, comments, whatever you have, let us know that you've listened to us on tonight and share with somebody that on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, from 8 Central Standard Time to 9 o'clock, Nothing But the Truth with yours truly, Pastor Katie Pierce, and Truth Deliverance Ministry is on the air. Until next week, may God's greatest and God's best be yours. Thank you for tuning in. Good night, everyone. Thank you.